morning.
Morning.
Lopsided. For confession of sin, I was thinking about the saying, maybe you've heard it, that the Bible will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from the Bible. And my thoughts went to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word is sharp, and sometimes when we look into it, we find we feel something. Sometimes it can be even very blunt and painful to think about. The word can cut things out of our lives. One thing that it can cut out is agendas. If we come to the word with the agenda of being popular, for example, the promise is that all who will live godly in Christ will be persecuted. If we come to the word with the agenda of being happy, well, we've come to the right place for the wrong reason in that case. God will save us and give us great joy, but not necessarily happiness. Maybe we come to the word with an agenda of being respected, but our Lord was rejected and crucified between two thieves, and the servant is not above his master. Maybe we come to the word with the agenda of being wealthy, but the word says it's more blessed to give than to receive. The word of God is like a two-edged sword. It sharpens us. And if we live it and share it, God will use it in us to sharpen others. Now, a dull sword is called a club. We want to be sharp so that we can sharpen others, not club them. We don't want to club anyone with the Bible. We all need to be sharpened. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Dear Father, it is your word that has spirit and life in it. And Lord, we want your word to dwell in us richly and so that we can be a blessing to others and give honor and glory to you. Lord, we pray that our words would be always with grace and seasoned. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for times that we have offended others. We pray that we would be willing to learn and grow in your name and in your grace. We pray in Jesus' name.